Oče Čornia, oče Strovnia, la 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 la, oče Čornia, la 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 la, la 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 la, la la la, oči Kroznia, oči Čornia, la 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 la, oči Čornia.
Hello?
Robert Goines?
Megan.
Hi, my name is Larry Glick. We're on the air right now on radio station WBZ. I do an all-night telephone talk program, and we call people all over the world. And we got this story in the news that you work at a place, and this vending machine didn't come out with a drink, and you pulled out a gun and shot it. And I'd like to know, what's the story? Did you really do that?
Okay.
Where do you work, Robert? What kind of a place is it?
Well, I manage a service station.
And how many times had it malfunctioned? Didn't it work properly?
Oh, approximately 2 years it's been giving
the trouble. 2 years?
Right.
What did you shoot it up with?
Shot it up with a .22 revolver.
A .22 revolver. How many times did you shoot it?
I'd say around 3 times.
Now, what happened after you shot it up?
Well, the fella that works on them, that, you know, comes in there.
Right.
And,
He said, what happened here?
You mean what happened at the station?
Yeah, when he came in there, he said, what happened to my machine?
He was working on it.
Oh, he was working on when you shot it.
Right.
How close was he to the machine? I mean,
he was about 4 feet off.
I guess everyone, at one time or another, has put a coin in a vending machine and got nothing out, and it's very aggravating.
Right.
Most people just kick it once or twice.
Well, see, where I work at, that's my living. And my customers, they get angry about a pop or something, and then they don't come back, you know?
They think you're cheating them, huh?
Right. Well, otherwise, I have to go in my pocket and refund the money, and I don't ever get no refund. So that's one thing made me do it.
Were you aggravated before, or did something unpleasant happen?
Many a time.
Yeah, I mean, this time before you shot up that vending machine, did anything unpleasant happen? Were you aggravated at that time?
Well, not at the present time. I asked him what he's going to do, and he gave me some words, and that's what it's led up to.
What sort of expression was on the guy's face when he was fixing the machine and you started shooting up the machine?
Well, really, he hit the door, went out of the door, and that was it.
He hit the door. Why did you just, if he were there, why don't you say, hey, listen, I'm sick of this machine. I put a lot of money on him. I'm not getting my drinks.
Well, I had told him about that for a couple of years, and they do the same thing. So when I knew anything, I just shot it dead.
You just shot it dead.
Correct.
Well, okay, Robert Goines. Listen, I want to thank you very, very much. I can just picture that vending machine after you fired it at one time. It says, I give up, I surrender. You kept shooting, give me my drink. Bow, bow, I want my drink.
That's right.
That's right. Well, I know I'm not going to fool around with your place. Thanks for talking to me, Robert.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Digitally remastered by staffannouncer.com and Steve Cishon.